Hi, this is Dr. Balakrishna Kurgaonkar from greenheart.in. I'm a trained hypnotherapist and I practice many healing modalities such as Reiki, tarot reading. Most of our audios are going to take you deep into your own quiet space. They are likely to relax your mind and body. You will get into a light or even deep trance or a meditative state. And given all that, we recommend that you do not listen to our recordings during operating any machinery, driving, or anything else, doing anything else that requires your attention. In fact, find yourself a very quiet place where no one will disturb you, and you can give your full and entire attention to the audio. And the environment around you is safe for yourself. But in case anything urgent comes up that requires your attention, you can quickly and easily leave this trance and attend to whatever needs to be attended. And equally easily and quickly, you can come back to where you left it.
Hello there, this is Anand Bethe. Have you seen a small child? Have you seen little children? They are always happy, regardless of the outside conditions. If they get food, if they get water, and if they get toys to play, they are happy. Why? Because they always live in the present moment. They always want to play and they always want to become happy. Why aren't we happy? As we get old, as we live our life, we tend to start dwelling and playing with our own thoughts. Most often than not, we think about our past events, whatever that has happened in the past, or we keep on worrying about our future. And that is why most of us don't want to live in the present moment. 90% of people don't want to live in this moment. It is our birthright to be happy always. However, we don't. And that is why meditation becomes very, very important. Today, we are going to do a Hamsaha mantra meditation followed by mindful awareness. As we have already seen that Soham and Hamsa are the vibrational words which correspond to the sound of inhalation and exhalation as found out by ancient seers and sages. We have already practiced Soham So today, let us practice Hamsa. For that, sit in a comfortable position on the floor or in a chair or anywhere else. You need to sit and keep your spine erect, chin parallel to the ground, and gently close your eyes. Now take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Again, take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Now we are going to do a rhythmic deep breathing exercise. For 6 counts, we'll inhale. For 6 counts, we'll hold the breath. And for 6 counts, we'll exhale. So breathe in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold the breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, breathe in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold the breath 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, now take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out. Now, for the rest of the meditation, you're not going to control your breath. Howsoever breath wants to come, in whatever fashion it wants to come or go, let it be so. You need to remember these two things. Breathing will be natural henceforth, and you need to remember these two words, Ham Saha. Whenever breath comes in, you have to mentally chant Hum. Whenever breath goes out, you have to mentally chant Saha. Hum Saha means I am he. Hum Saha means I am that. And that means universal consciousness, which means God. This is to go into the hidden inner realms of our consciousness or our mind. So you're sitting with your spine erect, your eyes are closed, and now with the natural breathing, whenever breath comes in, mentally chant Hum. Whenever breath moves out, mentally chant Saha. Let us practice Hum Saha mantra meditation for next 2-3 minutes. Breath moves in, Hum. Breath moves out, Saha. Hum Saha. Hum Saha. Hum Saha. Try to focus on breath. As you inhale, mentally chant Hum. As you exhale, mentally chant Saha. Remember breathing in for Hum and breathing out for Saha. हम सहा, हम सहा, हम सहा। हम सा, हम सा। ब्रीदिंग इन हम, ब्रीदिंग आउट सा। हम सा, हम सा। हम सहा, नाउ विजुअलाइज योरसेल्फ। Imagine that you're sitting on the banks of the river and the river water is flowing. The same thing happens in the brain. Chains of thoughts and chains of emotions go on flowing continuously. We just have to observe them as if we are observing the river water flowing. You don't have to jump in the river, which means you don't have to play with your thoughts. Do not give importance to them. Just observe them. Just observe whatever thoughts that might come and see how they pass away. At this point, there may be itching or pain somewhere in the body. Just observe. Just mindfully observe. If you are comfortable with hum saha breath watching technique, continue with it. If you feel that your breath has calmed down considerably, then start observing yourself. Start observing your body, start observing your mind, start observing your thoughts, emotions, ambience within and ambience without. Ambience inside the body and ambience outside the body. Just be an observer. Start observing the reality. For next 2-3 minutes, we'll observe. observe for yourself what is happening. Just be a mindful observer. Just be there. You can continue with this practice of mindful observation. Every day you should give time for this exercise for say about 10 to 15 minutes. Start with deep breathing. You may do Nadi Shodhan Pranayam, or you can start observing your breath by using Soham or Ham Saha vibrational words. And then slowly you need to focus your attention on observing the things, observing the reality. Be mindful, always be in the present moment. Be happy. Thank you.